Well, welcome to Stockport Folk Radio. In this episode, we're going to sponsor Epilepsy Action, as it was Mental Health Day recently. So, as well as the music, we visited an event at Stockport County Edgeley Park, where several local charities were displaying how they can help people in and around Stockport. Thank you. Yeah, welcome to Stockport Folk Radio. I'm here at Edgeley Park, and there's a big celebration for Mental Health Week. So I'll just go around and interview people and find out what facilities are offered for people throughout Stockport. Well, we're now at Health Watch Stockport, speaking to a gentleman.
I'm Jerry Wright, the director of Health Watch Stockport. Now, Health Watches are established all over the country. There's a Health Watch in every town, every city in England, put together by the government as an autonomous organisation to monitor spending on NHS monies, social services monies, and money spent on children in this case, the Stockport area. So one of our duties is to go around monitoring what the spends are, what the services they are providing, and are those services meeting the needs of the people of Stockport. If they're not, then we're in a position to say, well, you need to do something about it. When they do, if they're going to do something about it, they've got 3 months in which to do it. After 3 months, we would go back and say, what have you managed to do? And if they put a satisfactory solution together that says, we've done this, and it's going to take this long, then we'll say, oh, fair enough. But if it's a situation that they said, we've done nothing, then we'd say, well, we're going to take action against you, and we can report them to their lead body and to NHS England, and at the top line, the government.
So how do people get in touch with you?
How do the people get in touch with us? Well, we rely on people being members of Health Watch. But Health Watch is available to anybody. They can get to us on hashtag Health Watch Stockport Hero.
Right, and your website is?
The website is www.healthwatchstockport.co.uk.
Right, well, thanks very much for that.
I'm
I'm at another stand now called the Community Learning Disability Team. What is it you do exactly?
We're the Community Learning Disability Team, and we work with adults with a learning disability and autism. We're based in Stockport, and we work with the whole of the Stockport community. If you would like a service from our team, the best place to go to would be the Stockport Contact Centre, and they'd be able to pass you on to us to make an appropriate referral.
I've now come to a stand called Self-Help.
We are a service that deliver therapeutic interventions, so things like counselling, CBT, workshops, some kind of online therapies to people who are suffering from kind of moderate symptoms of anxiety and low mood. So they will go to their GP, or they can self-refer if they want to. They come to our service, and we do an assessment with them on the telephone, and then we work with the, you know, with the client to see which kind of intervention would be best for them. And if they have more kind of specific needs, then we pass on to kind of higher intervention.
So if people want to get in touch with you, what is it? How is it they can contact you? What's your website?
selfhelp.org.uk, but if you just go to your GP, they can do a referral.
Jenny was a little girl, she always dreamed of a train, never played with dolls, lazy kind of thing. Jenny counted boxcars instead of counting sheep. She could go anywhere. All she ever talked about was getting on to ride. She was living in another time, seeing it arrive. Every day after school, she headed down to the track, waiting for the train that was never coming back. Jenny dreamed of the train when the night depot's been boarded up, rails and military to hear since the Wilhelmus. No one believed her when she said she heard the train. She was just a little girl acting kind of strange. Jenny dreamed of a train when the night time came. Nobody knew how she made it come. Jenny dreamed of a train. On the track one day, in God we trust, she walked away. The day next morning, all that she could find was a little piece of copper squashed by her little guy. Jenny dreamed of a train when the night time. Nobody knew how she made it up. Jenny dreamed of a dream. Nobody knew how she made it up. Jenny dreamed of a
I've come to another stand and it's saying Alzheimer's Society providing specialist support for people with dementia in Stockport, Tameside, Oldham and Rochdale. I believe they're about to move. They don't quite know where they're going to yet. So in the meantime, if you can just contact Stockport Disability, if you think you need any help, then they'll happily refer you. Thank you. I'm still at Edgeley Park. I've come to another stand called Wellbeing and Self-Care Service. What is it you actually do?
Hi, we work in GP surgeries and we're all about reducing the demand on GP. A lot of medical appointments don't actually need a medical intervention. We're about the social side of what when you would go to a GP, so it can be anything to help with low mood, financial relationship, anything you could possibly think of. What is important to you? So that's what we're about.
So if people feel they need your help, how is it they get in touch with you?
Ideally through your GP. Because we're such a brand new service, we're not in all the GP surgeries yet, but if you go to speak to your GP receptionist, ask them whether we're in there yet, and then ask for an appointment through that way. That would be absolutely brilliant.
So what is your email address?
stoccg.viaduct.selfcare@nhs.net.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you.
Right now it's a stand called Disability Stockport. A lady here called Abba.
I'm the wellbeing coordinator for Disability Stockport. The whole idea is to support groups who have a wellbeing criteria to develop themselves and give them a space to make a space that they feel free and safe in. And we have 27 different groups and activities going on. We've also got Centre of Independent Living, where we support people with planning their budget, peer support, one-to-one support, and also life coaching, life skill coaching.
Could you give us a brief example of one or two groups that use your facilities?
I can tell you about Solidarity. Solidarity is a group that of peer volunteers, and they are there to support people from all spheres of the community with issues around personal independent payment, which is the PIP, or ESA for Job Centre.
Right, so if people feel they need your support, how is it they can get in touch with you?
Easy for to get in touch as well. We do have an open door policy, so you can actually drop in at 23 High Street, Stockport SK1 1EG, or you can actually connect through our website or through social media, Facebook or Twitter, Disability Stockport.
Oh, thanks very much. So people just need to Google Disability Stockport, they'll be in touch with you. Lovely, thanks very much. come to another stand called Mind, Stockport and District.
So my name's Lizzie. I am a link worker at Stockport Mind, which is essentially a support worker. In general, Stockport Mind, anyone can ring up to us. We can offer advice, whatever that may be, mental health about yourself, family, friends, etc. Or just kind of wanting a chat. We can also offer drop-ins to people if they want a bit more information. We've got lots of brochures, that kind of thing, about various mental health problems and medication and all sorts. In terms of our more specialist services, we have an advocate who can do one-off pieces of work with people regarding benefits, their finances, housing.
So if people feel they need your help, how is it they get in touch with you?
So they can just ring the office number, 0161 480 7393.
That'll be great. Thanks very much for that. Cheers.
Got an old blue shirt, it fits just fine. I like the way it feels to wear it all the time. Got an old guitar, never stays in motion. I like the way.
out another stand, Samaritans, called saying Talk to Us.
Well, we listen to people when they're in some of the darkest moments. We provide emotional support, and people can ring us 24/7, 365 days a year.
So if people do feel they're in that need of help from you, how is it they contact you?
Well, they contact us on our number, which is 116 123. We also provide an email service. So if they email us at joe@samaritans.org, or if they go on our website, there's more information on there. So that's www.samaritans.org.
Oh, thanks very much for that. Hopefully people will find you very helpful. Cheers. Thanks very much.
Broken old river, burning down, boys. Here comes the river.
Just at another stand now called Pennine Care Pals.
We're the patient advice and liaison service for the Pennine Care NHS Trust. So we offer liaison and advice to patients and carers that potentially have concerns about their care and treatment. We also encourage involvement within our trust, and I personally coordinate the volunteers for the trust.
So if people feel they need your help, how is it they get in touch with you?
They can ring 0161 716 3178, and that's our main office.
Lovely. Thanks very much for that.
Thank you.
I'm gonna make you mine.
this coming Friday, 19th of October, in the afternoon, Epilepsy Action are hosting a fundraising tea break party at the space in Petersgate at Stockport. Why not join, have a cup of tea and a few cakes, and enjoy the afternoon? Finally, on behalf of Epilepsy Action, we'd like to thank Stockport Disability for hosting the event at the space, Petersgate. And a big thank you to the co-op for donating all the tea and cakes. Hope you come along and enjoy the afternoon.